This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Everyone is voting for Jack, 'cause he's got what all the rest lack. Everyone wants to back Jack. Jack is on the right track, 'cause he's got...
Welcome back to the Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Allison, and happy holidays! So, as you guys have probably noticed, I've taken a little break this month, but wanted to do a special Christmas-themed episode, especially since Jackie Kennedy was the creator of a really cool White House tradition that still is carried out today. I'll be back to my regular weekly schedule in January, but just before I go on with the episode, I just want to take a second and thank you all for listening and sharing the podcast so much this year. I'm still amazed by its growth and just love this fun community of Kennedy enthusiasts that has come out of it, so it's just lots of fun, and I just can't thank you enough for your support. So let's go on and get started with the episode, though. I found a really interesting article about Christmas at the White House. So my source for this episode will be whitehousehistory.org with direct quotes from Matthew D'Agostino. Probably pronounced that wrong. It's fine. From the White House Historical Association. So we all know, obviously, that the White House is an incredibly beautiful place this time of year. I love watching the HGTV specials about the decorations. We, like, really look forward to it every year. And it turns out, in true Jackie fashion, in 1961, she began the tradition of selecting a theme for the official White House Christmas tree. So I'm going to share some of those themes throughout the years. At first, I was going to share all of them, but then it got really wordy, and I just don't want to share every single thing because it would just be really long and probably kind of boring. So I'm just going to share a couple of the ones that I just thought were super cool. But of course, I'm going to start with Jackie. So it was in 1961, like I said, she chose the theme of a Nutcracker Suite that featured ornamental toys, birds, and angels modeled after the Nutcracker Ballet. The ornaments were made by disabled volunteers and senior citizen craftspeople throughout the United States. And then in 1962, she reused many of the Nutcracker ornaments for her children's themed tree. She set it up in the entrance hall, and this festive tree featured brightly wrapped packages and candy canes and gingerbread cookies and straw ornaments.
Later at the White House, Mrs. Kennedy is joined by the President in the Blue Room for picture taking in front of the Executive Mansion's Christmas tree, an 18-foot balsam inspired by the tree in the Nutcracker Suite.
So next I'm going to share Lady Bird Johnson's Blue Room Christmas tree in both 1965 and 1966, and they were decorated with an early American theme. The 1966 tree featured thousands of small traditional ornaments, including nuts and fruit and popcorn and all kinds of goodness. And the cool part is they had wood roses from Hawaii. There was also a papier-mâché angel on top of both of the trees. And then for 1967, she used Santa Claus cookies, soldiers, snowmen, dolls, tinsel, silver balls, silver stars, and round mirrors. So it sounds like that one was like a real classic Christmas. And then in 1968, traditional American ornaments were used along with popcorn strings, children's toys, gingerbread, blah, blah, blah. A bunch of other stuff from the previous years. So I thought that was pretty cool. I'm going to skip forward a little bit and we're going to go on and talk about Nancy Reagan. So hers was an official 1981 Blue Room tree featuring animal ornaments made of tin, fabric, and wood. Now, the Museum of American Folk Art in New York provided many of the wooden ornaments for the tree, and I just thought that was kind of cool. In 1982, she arranged for groups of teenagers involved in Second Genesis, which was a drug treatment program in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, to make foil paper cones and metallic snowflakes for the tree. In 1983, she reused the foil paper cones and metallic snowflakes on the tree, featuring old-fashioned toys, dollhouses, and miniature furniture lent by the Margaret Woodbury Strong Museum. And then I'm going to skip forward a few years for her because I thought this one was cool. In 1988, she had an old-fashioned tree, which the White House carpenters made 300 wooden candles and hand-blown glass ornaments that were reused from the Dwight Eisenhower administration and the Nixon state flower balls from 1969. So I like that she pulled out a little bit of history there. This one I just think would have been such a cute tree. Barbara Bush chose a theme of children's literacy for the Blue Room Christmas tree of 1989. She had the executive resident staff create 80 soft sculpture characters from popular storybooks. So tiny books completed the motif, and below the tree's branches were books wrapped with bows. And then in 1990, she actually revived the Nutcracker theme that Jackie had done with little porcelain dancers and ballet slippers. Okay, now I'm going to move forward to 1996, when it was the Clinton administration and Hillary Clinton chose the popular Nutcracker Suite theme, brought it back again, decorating the tree with tiny soldiers, sugar plum fairies, and mouse kings of various stripes. And then I wanted to highlight two in 1999. She chose the theme Holiday Treasures at the White House, and the decorations represented significant historic landmarks, events, and people. So I just think that's kind of cool. Now, this one might be my favorite. In 2002, Laura Bush adopted the theme All Creatures Great and Small, which featured past presidential pets and other animals throughout the house. I just think that is the cutest thing ever. And I've actually seen the gingerbread house that the chefs made for the White House, because they do that too every year. It's like a thing. And it was like basically the White House and then a bunch of all the past presidents' animals and stuff on the lawn. And it's so cute. And they even had Caroline Kennedy's horse macaroni was on the gingerbread house. So super cute. So this one's pretty cool too. In 2009, Michelle Obama asked 60 local community groups from around the nation to reflect, rejoice, and renew and redecorate 800 ornaments from previous White House administrations to be used. And then in 2010, the White House celebrated Simple Gifts, and the Blue Room Christmas tree was themed Gift of the American Spirit, and it featured prize ribbons from state and county fairs from each state and territory. And Michelle Obama also added a military appreciation tree to the White House in 2010. Now, this is pretty crazy. The Obama family pets also helped to spread holiday cheer each year. In 2013, the White House displayed life-size moving replicas of dogs Bo and Sunny made of 1,000 yards of satin ribbon. It's a lot of ribbon. Now, I will fast forward to the current administration. In 2017, Melania Trump selected the theme Time-Honored Traditions, and the Blue Room tree was decorated with glass ornaments depicting the seal of every state and territory. For their second holiday season in the White House, the Trumps chose the theme American Treasures for their decor. American Treasures was inspired by American heritage and patriotism and featured iconic landscapes and cityscapes. There were also replicas of major monuments such as the Lincoln Memorial, the Jefferson Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the Capitol. And then in 2019, last year, the theme was the Spirit of America, and the Blue Room tree was outfitted with handmade flower ornaments representing every state and territory. This year's theme, which I haven't watched the special yet, I don't even know if it's aired yet, but I will be watching it when it airs. This year's theme is America the Beautiful and is a tribute to the majesty of our great nation. So that's all I'm going to share. If you want to go look at any of these trees, they're pretty easily Googleable. Don't forget to check out my Spreadshirt shop and my Instagram link in my bio. Don't forget to check out my Amazon shop there. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Kennedy Dynasty. And also, we have a Facebook page now, which is fun. So go like it on Facebook under Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. You can just type in facebook.com/Kennedy Dynasty Podcast. So hope you guys enjoyed learning about this stuff as much as I did. And I hope you have a wonderful, healthy, and happy holiday. And I will talk to you guys in January.
Our very best wishes for a happy Christmas and for a peaceful and fruitful new year.
Come on and vote for Kennedy. Vote for Kennedy. Keep America strong.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of the new Medal of Honor podcast from Evergreen Podcasts, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. In each 3-minute episode, we'll learn about a different service member who distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. We'll include stories from the Civil War to Iraq and Afghanistan, and from all branches of the military. We'll talk about service members who were overlooked for the medal at first due to their race or religion, and about those who were celebrated at the time. We'll hear stories of soldiers like Audie Murphy, future Hollywood star who mounted a burning tank to hold off German infantry in World War II. And people like Dr. Mary Edwards Walker, a Civil War Army doctor and the only woman to receive the Medal of Honor so far. Learn about these heroes and more wherever you get your podcasts.